am I the jerk? And sometimes I am, sometimes you are. And I got to knock one out just real quick here before we get to Landry's. And you're always welcome to participate. You can shoot us an email, amithejerk1310@gmail.com. So we got this one this morning from Hunter, who emails in, am I the jerk for assuming that Matt is still seeing a pediatrician since he's been going to the same doctor since seventh grade, and that's why he enjoys it so much because there's cartoons on the walls?
It's a fair question.
Yep.
It's a fair question.
I think we were all thinking it.
I don't know why, because I mentioned my mom and dad go there. I mentioned that
you also
he's
said he
my
really
primary
old.
Care physician. He's my PCP. He's a primary care physician. Tons of adults use this guy.
I mean,
this,
maybe he dabbles. We don't
he's
know.
He's not a pediatrician. He's a primary care physician.
Did you get a lollipop when you left?
No, I did not.
Or a sticker?
Nope. Sure didn't.
I still don't know if I buy it.
I'll take pictures and send it to you later. If you want.
Okay.
See how that goes. But no.
You've intrigued me.
Jeez, it's a actual primary care physician.
I don't know. Why are you so upset about it?
I think it was just a fair question.
We're just checking.
Why would I go to a pediatrician? That's so strange.
I don't know if you're just familiar with the guy. It's the reason why you're with this guy still. You've been going to him for a long time. Maybe you just, you know, you feel comfortable around the guy that delivered you.
It's not that. The guy that delivered me is the dad of the former ticket employee known as Expo.
Okay.
Okay.
Oddly enough, if you ever wanted to know a fun fact.
That's an amazing, ironic note, though.
And that's your doctor's father.
Well, I'm glad that Norm has joined us here.
I can't believe you just name-dropped
Expo.
Moving
on.
You just name-dropped Expo, bro.
Through the magic of... Well, just I had that random thought. His dad delivered me. He was a guy. What do you call those?
Nice.
It also wasn't that random. I brought up the delivery.
Yes.
There you go.
All right, so Norm
Hitchkiss.
Landry gave us a wonderful tease earlier this morning for Am I the Jerk?
Yes.
That Norm and a seven-year-old girl had the encounter.
And by the way, a local media type handled it completely different with a seven-year-old boy. So this is, it's a question. They both could be jerks. Neither could be a jerk. But I think anyone at the ticket in some shape or form has dealt with this. So we go back, 1993. The Arlington Convention Center, right there by the Marriott. It's not a Marriott anymore, right? By the old ballpark?
It was a Sheraton for a long time.
Okay, so it's changed. There was a fan fest, Texas Rangers fan fest. It was Nolan Ryan's last year. And the whole goal of the fan fest, with myself, I was 9 at the time, my sister, who was 7, and my father, was we got to get in that Nolan Ryan line, and we got to get a Nolan Ryan signed baseball. You didn't know where Nolan Ryan was going to walk up, but you wanted to get a Nolan Ryan signed baseball. Okay. We had an official baseball. It was like, we got to get Nolan Ryan's autograph on this baseball. My 7-year-old sister was fortunate enough to get in the line, and she got a beautiful Nolan Ryan autograph on the sweet spot. It looked lovely. But when she came back to the table, there was an autograph 4 times the size of Nolan Ryan, basically covering it up. And we asked her who the hell it was, and it was Norm Hitchkiss. Norm Hitchkiss had signed the baseball because my sister didn't know any better.
Uh-oh.
And he completely ruined the Nolan Ryan baseball. So that's one way of handling it. You had a girl ask you for the autograph, and a Legends autograph was there.
2 Hall of Famers.
But it's Nolan Ryan on a baseball, and it's Norm Hitchkiss. He should know better.
So the GOAT of radio and the GOAT of pitching.
But we go to 2000, because there's a different way of handling this.
There is.
We go to the year 2000. The Dallas Mavericks are kind of peaking. That dirt guy might have something. He's pretty good. Hottest ticket in town. Mavs hosting the Lakers. Shaq and Kobe.
Nice.
Right in there. Somehow we worked our way down. And this young kid by me. I was then 16 years old, but this kid by me got Kobe Bryant to sign his basketball. Just perfect. Kobe Bryant. A young Kobe.
Wow.
Out walked Nui Scruggs. The great Nui Scruggs, who was from LA at the time. The kid said, Nui, will you sign my basketball? Nui grabbed the basketball. Wow. Nui grabbed the basketball and he said, oh, Kobe signed this? I'm not going to sign that. I'm going to keep it straight. You'll thank me one day.
And Nui was 1,000% correct.
Yes. So is Norm Hitchkiss the jerk or is Nui the jerk or neither? Because I guarantee you these ticket hosts have come into some sure. sort of situation where Troy Aikman or Emmitt Smith signed a football and they ask you to do it.
Well, it's like at our 30th anniversary when people would bring those posters up and ask you to sign it. And I saw that the Musers had signed it. It's like, you don't want this one.
Stop.
Don't even ask.
Nah, you're part of the team. You got to do that.
No, so.
But that's not like an official basketball.
Nui is not a jerk at all. I think.
That kid appreciated that.
And I would have.
Over time.
Now, maybe at the moment, I'm like, God, what a D. But very quickly, I think you would have realized, man, I am so happy that I have a basketball with only Kobe Bryant's signature on it.
Yes.
Now, Norm's thing.
He signed it big, too. The thing about it is he didn't just sign the baseball. Like, he overshadowed Nolan Ryan.
How See, unique is that, though? Like, for what we're talking about
unique.
Here, a Nolan Ryan. There's a bunch of Nolan Ryan signed balls out there. There is one Nolan Ryan, yeah. Norm Hitzkiss signed baseball.
Nolan Norm. So
it's a one of one,
do
dude.
Do you know, was Norm around Nolan and your sister?
He
like,
had a
will
table.
You sign this as well?
So after the players left, they Is brought
he,
out.
Was he doing
they
play
brought
out play for the Rangers at the time, maybe?
I'm not sure. Whatever he was doing in 93. He definitely, I think it was 7 years from getting to the ticket. So he was, whatever he was doing. Ticket wasn't even around, I don't think. So he signed it, but he signed it huge, man. And they had little photos of the guys. He could have just signed the photo and handed it to her and said, that's a Nolan Ryan baseball.
Like, adjacent to the Nolan Ryan autograph, where is it on the ball?
Bro, right by the sweet spot. Like, he signed the sweet spot, and Norm didn't even, like, sign the back of it. He signed, like, over Nolan Ryan.
What do you mean over?
Does she still have this?
Like, it's connected. I don't know where it is
like,
now.
It's like Norm on top of Nolan.
I was surprised that my dad almost wanted to throw it away.
MP.
And he loved Norm, but it's like, what are you doing?
Nah, man, I think that's a one of one. That's like that's like Billy Ripken F face bat. Like, you're never going to see another one.
But they
one.
Made lots of those.
But here's the problem, and this is why it's hard for me to say Norm was a jerk, because if a 7-year-old comes up to you and says, hey, will you sign this?
What, are you
going to
turn away the 7-year-old?
Right, and you say, no, I'm not going to.
So neither one of them are jerks?
No, no,
but
no,
then Norm could have signed it smaller,
I feel like,
on the backside of the ball. Or he could have... He could have been like, you know what? That's a really special baseball. How about I autograph this picture here for you?
Norm yes. is adding to the specialness.
Yes. And they literally had stacks of photos in front of you. Like, they had the little, like, I remember, like, there was a Jeff Fry. You don't want Jeff Fry to sign the baseball. Jeff Fry, here you go. Thank you very much for the card. Like, Dickie Thon or something like that. Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
Maybe the jerk is putting the control in the hands of a 7-year-old.
She was in the line. She was in the Nolan line. We didn't get in the Nolan line.
Okay, yeah. But if she's going to a separate line, you need to, if you're concerned with having too many signatures or spare signatures on your baseball, you need to give the girl something else. She's not in control of that.
That's fair.
Don't we have statute of limitations on jerkdom?
No.
Well, and
jerks can be determined
at any
time.
I don't know if that
There's
works.
No way Norm
was O.J. Simpson a jerk before he passed?
I think that was a little different.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know how to vote on this one.
We know Norm's not a jerk.
I know, and that's the thing, is knowing Norm, he's the nicest guy ever.
But,
I mean, if a 7-year-old comes and says, will you please sign my baseball?
They don't know any better, though. You got to help them out.
Yeah, this is very interesting.
Yeah, I say no. I say
I
definitely
kinda
no.
I kind of want to lean no, but at the same time.
But you sign it that big, brother. You're not even a baseball player.
That's the thing
player.
Is, like, why not sign it on the other side of the ball or something?
Maybe
like,
Nolan should have signed bigger.
He did it like there's a perfect sweet spot. It was like the prettiest autograph ever, man. And it only lasted
like my
about
Ryan
5
Sandberg
minutes.
Ball that I have signed by Ryan Sandberg on right in the perfect location.
So I want to ask you this one too. Am I the jerk?
I'm going to vote no on Norm.
You're voting no on Norm. Okay.
What do you vote?
He seems pretty bought into jerk Norm.
I think he could have at least signed it smaller. I think when you
Which
see,
is fair.
I think he could have at least signed it smaller. But I think Nui's definitely the winner of this.
Nui, that,
like if we had to pick who was the bigger jerk, I would say it's Norm, but not like
by recognizing
like
him,
a man. Steve Martin jerk, yeah. Not like a jerk, like right. a Steve Martin type of jerk.
I think Nui doing that it actually is a really classy move to be like, look, I appreciate that you'd like my autograph, but trust me. This one is so far beyond where I'm at, and that's cool.
Nui and Norm are on slightly different levels, too.
All right. All right. So you had another
shots
jerk.
Fired.
Shots. I mean, shots
look
fired.
Where we work, dude.
Do any of you know what the hell I do for a living?
See, listen to the man.
I don't disagree. So I want to know if I'm a jerk here. So a couple of months ago, we noticed at our house that there was a big line of carpet missing, and it was very, very long, and the line of carpet was missing, and we just figured, okay, maybe the dog chewed it up, maybe the baby started grabbing at it, and it ended up ripping. So we didn't think much of it, okay? 3 days later, our dog can't eat. It's throwing up all the time. It's depressed. It looks terrible. We take it to the animal hospital. At first, they send us home. Then the problem continues, and we've got to get the MRI, and we've got to figure it out.
Jeez.
The dog had ended up, and I'll show you the picture here. It took up a whole plastic baggie. The dog had ended up eating this strip of carpet, and it wrapped around its esophagus to where, had we not gotten that surgery done, we would have lost our 3-year-old pup.
Wow.
Okay. It was an emotional experience. It was kind of the dog that made us a family and stuff. And as the dog had a side room. And as soon as we figured out that everything was going to be okay and we could pick the dog up at 7 a.m., I kind of heard there was kind of like a nice celebration by me and my wife.
Yeah.
Like it was like, yes, we're so happy. So as we walked out of the side room, we noticed that in the waiting room, not everybody in that waiting room was very happy. It felt like some of them might have been getting some bad news about their dogs or something. I saw like the vet talking to them on the side.
Yeah.
So I kind of tried to work some tears, and I started sniffing a little bit and like put my arm around my wife and acted like we were actually sad when we walked to the car. Am I a jerk?
I mean, I just laughed, so I guess not.
No, you're not a jerk, because we had a very similar situation where we had to put our dog down like on Thanksgiving like 5 years ago.
Oh man.
And it is a teary moment. And if I had walked out of after like gathering myself and we're going to walk out and leave now, where I've just left the body of my dog and you're out here high-fiving.
Doing the Michael Jordan fist
bump.
Yeah,
like that would suck. So no, I think you're just being a really
kind human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of acknowledging.
My wife thought I kind of oversold it because I was like,
if you sniff loud, maybe it's a little lame, but not jerky.
You know, sometimes a fake cry goes along.
Method actor man knows what you're talking about.
I don't think that was a jerk move.
That's just being cognizant of your surroundings, and I think that's cool.
But that's it. That is, because what if it was, would you do that at a hospital? Like if you're in an area,
I mean, the fake sniff and the fake cry is probably a step too far either way.
Good lord!
It ate this whole thing that wrapped around, like this. It is a big, big piece of carpet.
Yeah, that is.
That's rough.
That is amazing that a dog could eat that.
They just keep going, man.
And I guess until the carpet, like man, if it hadn't torn, it might have just ate all the carpet.
I don't know what happened. It was.
I wonder why a dog would eat that.
Doesn't dogs are dumb. That's why.
Yeah. I thought they were smart animals.
French bulldogs are kind of got minds of their own.
A French bulldog. What other kind of bulldogs are there?
English bulldogs. English bulldogs are the big ones. Frenchies are the little ones. It's kind of a hipster dog now. Frenchie owners are kind of a little bit crazy.
You ever seen the skull of one of those things?
No. Where would I see that?
The internet. Like they just showed.
Did they just Google it or what?
Yeah, pretty much. Right, it's like concave.
Holy
in the front.
Weirdo!
Right?
My gosh.
We have
French bulldog skull.
We have bred those things into whatever the hell that skull looks like is.
What it come from?
Like a rat dog or something? Like it looked like a normal wolf dog. Like they all come from wolves, but they've just been bred and selectively bred into whatever the hell that pig snout face is.
Okay, yeah. The English bulldog is the one that like Georgia has as their mascot,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. Oh god. The big boy. Yeah. They drool. They're just
Are those the crazy. Only two kind of bulldogs? Because they kind of look like a pug.
See, don't say that. Don't say that to a Frenchie owner. I actually think you're a jerk for saying that. That's kind of offensive.
No disrespect.
It ain't a pug, sir.
Yeah, you are.
No, it's not. I'm just saying that the face kind of looks puggish.
Bulldog types. We've got French, Old English.
Old
we have
English.
An American bulldog, a continental bulldog, a Serrano bulldog.
Okay. We've lost our minds with this.
Why?
Man, continental bulldogs species, look dog. Really big. Interesting. All right. Well,
crazy. Yeah.
There it is. Am I the jerk? as we explore the rabbit hole of French bulldog skull.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to unsee that now. I'm not going to be able to look at my dog the same anymore. But
you're welcome.
At least she's alive, right?